Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We are continuing this adventure with the Avengers, so let's get right to it.
On to the next issue, issue 62, with the Monarch and the Man-Ape. And if that title is any indication, this is the first appearance of M'Baku, the Man-Ape, which is kind of cool. I know my girlfriend, when we watched the Black Panther movie, she just fell in love with M'Baku. He was a pretty badass character, so yeah. It's kind of one of the reasons why I chose this, wanted to do this story. But we start out here, they are in the middle, like they had just finished up with Doctor Strange. Strange obviously had an astral projection, so he just went back to his body.
So he went back to his nice warm body and left them in the Arctic here.
In the cold. Well, no, in Africa, but not in the Arctic.
Oh, see, I thought that...
Because Ymir was in Africa...
Yeah, no, and I thought they transported Ymir over to Surtur.
You got that backwards. They sent Surtur to Ymir.
Okay.
Ymir turned everything into snow.
There you go.
What a bag of dicks.
I do like, there's two things on this first page. One, Hawkeye is now useless because they're burning his arrows.
Yes, and what's your second thing? Because I got something to go back to the first one.
There's a completely insensitive comment about from Hawkeye about Black Panther using his magic carpet.
But yeah, to the point of them burning his arrows. I'm gonna touch on it later in the next issue. But yeah, like he's granted, I guess really the other three are basically pointless in this comic because it's all about Black Panther. But
yeah, this isn't true of Black Panther.
But yeah, so you're correct. They're burning his arrows to try and keep warm. And they're really just waiting on Black Panther's ship, his personal aircraft, that he had
fucking
called.
Rich people.
He is a king of a kingdom, so, you know. And so his ship gets there, and this is when we find out that they were in Africa the entire time. All the Avengers and the Black Knight get into his ship, and they fly to Wakanda. And after seeing the movie, and then seeing Wakanda the way this is, nothing bad. I mean, this is obviously what the 1969 interpretation of futuristic equipment was supposed to look like.
Yeah.
Definitely say I like the movie's version better.
I don't know. The little Jetsons ship is kind of cool.
That's fair. So they disembark, Night Vision and Hawkeye, along with Aragorn, the flying horse. And as they're walking around, they get trapped in a glass cage. And then a couple of Wakandians come out with their guns. I like how they say, they'll shock them into submission. And as soon as Vision breaks the glass, they start firing. And Vision makes it a point to say that your bullets will shatter on my android frame. So do they have shock guns or regular guns? Because I'm pretty sure... Now, last time I used a shock bullet was in Bioshock.
Fair enough. And
they were still bullets, sure,
yeah.
But...
It's buckshot loaded with electricity. I mean, come on. Maybe the shock was getting shot.
Maybe.
Let's go shock them. Boom, boom. Oh, yeah. They died of shock.
Had nothing.
And what does Black Knight think that his ebony blade is going to do?
Maybe knock him back?
He will split the bullets in half.
I saw Deadpool. It happens.
Exactly.
But at this time, Black Panther comes out of the ship, which... I don't know why he stayed up there. I mean, I guess maybe doing the final checks to shut the ship off.
No, dude, he's like, wait for it. He waited for him to spring the trap, and then when it got out of hand, he's like, wait, guys, this is just supposed to be a joke.
This is not a trap, really. But he comes out, and he tells all of his men to stop firing and wants to know why they were in general. And one of them says that the order was given to attack by M'Baku. And Black Panther is mad because M'Baku was put in place while he was gone. He was put in place to rule Wakanda. And now that he's back, he's like, all right, well, I'll take care of this problem, I guess. And he tells one of the guys, T'Challa tells one of the guys to go tell M'Baku that they're here and that they want to talk to him. Why didn't he just go? Like, why didn't he go to M'Baku at the time to tell him?
Because that's not what kings do. Kings wait to be, you know, have people brought
to
them.
Oh, right, right. Sure.
Then we couldn't have that moment where M'Baku kind of hints that he's going
to betray him. Yeah. True. Plus, I like, who's this other guy? What was it, Nagamo. His, the hair he's got is very, it reminds me of something. I just can't remember what. I think, you know what it reminds me of?
Huh.
The guys from Mario Sunshine. Super Mario Sunshine.
Yeah. The little fat,
yeah, that's what it reminded me of.
What the hell is they
called? I can't remember the call, but.
Nagamo actually reminds me of the chieftain from Ace Ventura When Nature Calls. When he spits on the guy. That's what I thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that too. I love it. So, the guy goes back and tells T'Challa. The Avengers come to meet M'Baku, and they decide to go to this dinner that M'Baku is holding in the Avengers' honor. So as they're eating away, M'Baku tells T'Challa that his orders were misunderstood, and T'Challa just says that he will withhold judgment for what M'Baku had actually done. All the while, we have the Avengers just eating there. Hawkeye makes a comment of he's wondering what Natasha is doing. And if you remember, in the last Avengers arc we did,
she was going on a secret mission for Fury, I think. Even though she was supposed to be retired from it. And she had black hair, which is just uncool. No.
So we get back to the dinner. And M'Baku makes a toast to the Avengers. And as they are drinking their drinks, they find out that the drinks were drugged. And everybody gets, you know, passes out. I made a comment about this on the Captain America episodes where Vision, you know, gets knocked out by the gas.
But he doesn't breathe.
He gets poisoned. Drugged by this poison. He doesn't have to drink.
Yeah, he doesn't actually have organs to digest. Yeah. Like in a bloodstream to, you know.
I just find the stuff. I mean, good on him, but just find it funny.
It would have been funnier, though, if he'd have been sitting there like, well, everybody else has passed out. But like, what? And just takes this big swing out of it.
Like, bring it.
Drink, you pussies under the table any day.
So we continue on, and we have the first appearance of Manape, M'Baku, in the Manape garb, waking up T'Challa. T'Challa wakes up himself, which I question, how much did he drink versus how much did the other three drink? Because they're knocked out the rest of the issue.
Well, doesn't the Black Panther have, like, the rapid healing and...
Sure. Vish is an android.
Fair enough. Well, we already established that he shouldn't have been out in the first place. And then Hawkeye's just, you know...
Hawkeye.
Exactly.
But the Manape is basically challenging Black Panther for rule of Wakanda. And he straight up just wants to kill T'Challa, but he wants to play with him first.
Then it shows the statue of the Thunder Lair, Thundercats Lair there.
Oh.
Yeah, I was looking. There's a line in here where Manape is just like, you've sold yourself out to the white-skinned enemies. And I was like, holy shit.
I mean, I can see where he would say that. Like, he left Wakanda, joined the Avengers, and stayed in America instead of coming back to Africa and ruling their nation, I should say. But he still had Wakanda in mind. Like, he's doing this for Wakanda. So, but back on the point where he said M'Baku was threatening T'Challa about basically being a slave to the white man, some of the Wakandians are questioning Black Panther about that. And M'Baku's way of shutting them up is grabbing them and slamming their heads together. Which, that's okay, that's power, that's awesome. But I thought he straight up killed them. Like, it looked like he killed them.
Yeah, it does look like both their heads exploded right there.
Yeah.
And then you actually don't see either one of their heads afterwards.
Well, no, but he does make a comment here Now you shall speak to no one, not until the battle is long since decided. So I took it as he just knocked him out. As Black Panther is starting to get up, we get Nagamo coming to attack Panther in the back, stab in the back. And the minute that Panther realizes what's going on, he basically, what, fireman throws him into a tree.
Well, actually, he doesn't even... He grabs a hold of the spear that the dude's holding and chucks him while the dude's holding onto the spear. Which, I mean, at that point in time, you just let go.
Well, he did let go. Because he doesn't have a spear when he hit the tree.
Well, yeah, but that was after he was already flung, you know.
But he's already... The minute T'Challa grabs the spear, he's crying mercy. Like, please, I didn't do anything. Don't hurt me. And Black Panther's just like... Yeah, you're really quick to cry mercy when you're trying to kill me. Thanks for that. We turn back around, and the man-ape has got a tree that he ripped up out of the ground and tosses it at Black Panther. And then Black Panther himself just, you know, he runs into, I believe it's the temple, and, like, closes the door, I guess, because the man-ape just knocks it down and runs inside to try and get him. Panther is able to attack him from... a dark corner, and basically, well, he thinks he knocks him out, but in reality the man-ape was just feigning defeat so that he can basically attack Black Panther anew. As we continue on, you know, this fight is just going everywhere in this temple. I want to know what temple they're at, because what is this path here? What are they going on? Like, is that like lava or something underneath them? It's a fiery doom, they said. But I have no idea what's underneath them.
Well, I mean, is that mining equipment? Maybe they're in their mines, and that could be, you know, lava or something.
Okay, it's possible. Well, that's what I don't know. I don't know if they went into a temple, or if this is maybe the mines, or if this whatever exactly this area really is.
It's really hard to tell from the, you know,
the pictures. Yeah, yeah, that's, and they don't say it.
Yeah,
the one time they don't explain what they're doing.
Damn it.
Yeah, I almost thought of it as like an energy. Like a power plant or something.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be that too.
Because the word atomic is used, and that just immediately puts my brain in that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense. So, M'Baku's still attacking. Panther's still defending. And they're just basically going at each other. Panther finally gets the upper hand. And M'Baku is about ready to fall to the death himself. But Black Panther, being the hero that he is... You know, he saves him and is pulling him up just so that he, you know, he could punish him by law and by, well, by their law.
Yeah.
But as he's getting pulled up, M'Baku is able to rip something off of the platform that they're on and use it to attack and knock out Black Panther.
In one hit.
But again, he gets knocked out twice. And at this time, the other Avengers are still passed out, so... But he has him attached to a table, you know, arms attached, I'm assuming legs attached too, holding him down. And he's going to take the Panther statue and basically crumble it onto Black Panther.
Can we just call it the Cat Slayer?
No. And so Man-Ape is basically just using his strength and he's barreling into it. But it's not... Nothing's happening at the moment.
Does it ever say where he gets this ridiculous strength from?
The blood of the white gorilla.
There you go.
Yeah.
At this time, the other three start to wake up. I feel like Vision was just up the entire time.
Yeah.
He definitely looks like he'd been up for a while.
Yeah. It just made no difference to him. He was just kind of like, so, you guys are just kind of laying here. I guess I'll just chill here since... Yeah.
Oh, wait. I don't want to be the only one awake. I'll just wait.
Awkward.
You do the whole, like, when you're faking sleep.
Oh, so hey, you guys are awake too. All right.
Yeah. But he starts to bash down the walls. And so what happens here is that as he's bashing down the walls, the... Panther statue starts to crumble. No, wait. Is the Panther statue?
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Okay.
It's not falling, it's crumbling.
Starts to crumble and basically crushes the man-ape. I took it as the Vision, when he was busting down the walls, it is what that's what crumbled the statue and not M'Baku.
But, see, but if you look at what M'Baku was doing, he was just like bashing into the back of the statue.
Yes. No.
Because if you look at it, like if you go back a couple panels, like he was literally just throwing himself into the back of it.
Well, he was trying to push it over.
Yeah. But what he did instead was, you know, just destroy the foundation of the...
Either way, it crumbles on him. Manape is crushed to death. Quotation marks there. The Avengers come out, free T'Challa, and then he just kind of reminisces about what happened. And I think he feels kind of disheartened that one of his own would turn against him. But he did triumph in the end. Kind of.
I feel like a lot of this issue was used for the movie as well.
I agree.
Because although things are different because of the time difference, like how they enter Wakanda is similar. Like this fight here is just like the fight with Killmonger.
Yeah. Well, not only that,
there's
but
so much here.
The fight initially was a fight for the throne.
Yeah.
Which is what M'Baku did in the movie. He challenged Black Panther. Obviously, yeah, they both had the power still. Well, he didn't have any power, but I agree. I think this might have been a good indication of it, which is cool if it was. I mean, but that ends this issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you like listening to Chris, please check out the Fortress of Comic News podcast on iTunes and on YouTube. And you can find them on Twitter at @FCN_official. And as always, if you want to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the next chapter of this Avengers story arc.